Oh, John Brannan, how is it that you actually have any active, usable vocal cords left after screaming your guts out in a band like the Laughing Hyenas, as you did for so many years? That was the Laughing Hyenas from a 1997 inch on the Touch and Go label. That was the A-side called Here We Go Again. And the Laughing Hyenas were back in the consciousness recently, on a rather tragic note, actually. Larissa Strickland of this band passed away, I believe, sometime in 2008? Maybe it was 2007. It was a while ago, but obviously very sad news there. I'm not sure if they reformed in any capacity for the Touch and Go Records big 25th anniversary show that happened in Chicago a while back. But I know many of the older Touch and Go bands did get back together. Pretty much all of them, as near as I can figure. So hopefully the Laughing Hyenas fans who attended that were pleased with some kind of performance. Before that, we had music from The Liars from a 1995 single. Sort of a weird, kind of random one-off single for them at that point in The Liars' career that didn't seem like they were really putting out too many 45s. But I know that I was as happy as the next guy when this one showed up on the multi-label in 1995. A song entitled Seven, which features a picture of David Koresh superimposed above the burning Branch Davidian compound on the background. And thematically, of course, that song rather stylishly ends with the sound of a building being engulfed in flames. Oh, yeah! This is the Anti-Static Podcast. My name is Mike Lupica. Each and every other week, I gotta find a snappier way of saying that, man, because I just trip over that every time. We play three singles here on each edition of this show. Singles that were independently released through the whole network that sort of fostered that kind of behavior that was real prevalent in the 1990s. Certainly you remember it, or you've read about it in books or on the internet. In any case, it was a fine time to be hanging out in record stores like Hoboken, New Jersey's Pier Platters. For example, that's, you know, just to cite one example around my neck of the woods, where I come up buying these records, Beer Platters in Hoboken, which doesn't exist anymore, so it's not like it's advertising for me to be talking about them right now. Actually, if you pledged to the Anti-Static Podcast in the recent WFMU fundraising marathon and got my premium CD, the cover art of that disc is actually one of the few living, breathing photographs of Pier Platters that seems to have survived the ages. So you've got yourself a little slice of history there. And the thing I loved about shopping at Pier Platters, as long as I'm on this tangent, in thinking back to going there when I was like in my 20s, it was one of those unique places that it was a store and you could smoke in there. And I don't smoke anymore, nor would I encourage any of you to start. But, you know, it's a fact. I smoked. And you could smoke while you were record shopping. And, you know, that's insane to even think about being able to do that these days. But I just remember actually once losing the cherry on my cigarette while I was looking through CDs, I think, and being terrified that I was going to, number one, burn the place down, burn down my favorite store in the universe, and number two, be hunted down and killed by Pier Platters' notoriously cranky owner, a guy by the name of Bill Ryan, whom I actually did get to know in later years through the lens of the WFMU Record Fair, and I'm happy to report is actually a very, very sweet guy. I'm sure he just would have, you know, maybe roughed me up, maybe beaten me about the head and face a little bit, but he would have left me living, I can tell you that much. Anyway, I digress. One more song. I don't know what the temperature is out there today because I'm recording this a couple weeks in advance of y'all hearing it, but it's hot as hell in this studio right now, and that made me think of summertime records. And so we pulled out this one by The Vacant Lot, and it was kind of a toss-up as to which song we'd play, because the A side is called Almost Summer, but the B side is called Cyclone, and references the famed Coney Island roller coaster of the same name, which I've always held as the most terrifying roller coaster in the world, not because of its, you know, many loops and it doesn't have any loops, but it's, you know, hairpin turns, but because of its creaky old construction. And the thing that I really love is that when you're standing in line to get on the Cyclone, if you're wearing dark colored clothing, you can look down and you'll see little flecks of paint all over your shirt, and that is the result of the entire structure decaying over your head as you stand in line to pay money to ride it. Anyway, let's hear The Vacant Lot and their song Cyclone here on the Anti-Static Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking this out. We'll see you next time.